Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
Good day. You are listening to the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. This is one of your co-hosts, Lynn Pender. And listen, I am so excited to be here. This is the first Friday in June. And wow, this year, 2021, is just zooming right on past. But we are so excited that we are here the first, the third, the fifth Friday of every month to introduce you, our listeners, to men and women who are on fire for God and who use writing as a tool for Christian ministry. I'm so excited about our guest author today. I was just sharing with her that I'm looking forward to reading her books just to help me personally in a struggle, a health struggle that I'm dealing with. And I know when you hear more about this particular author, you're going to feel the same way just in terms of saying, hey, I want to read those books too, you know. But before I introduce her to you, I have to do some announcements. So first off, it is June, and guess what? We are celebrating all things men. We celebrate our fathers, our husbands, our sons, our brothers, our granddads and uncles. And guess what? Christian Authors on Tour, we are celebrating the men in our lives and in your life. We have an event coming up on June the 26th. Mark that on your calendar, June the 26th. It is the Men of Christian Authors on Tour virtual showcase. It is from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's online. There's a morning panel discussion from 10 to noon, and then an afternoon panel discussion from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., all Eastern Standard Time. We are featuring six amazing men of God. And guess what? I think one of them is my co-host, and he just called in. Pastor Kevin Wayne Johnson, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Time flies. Apparently, I must be having fun. I'm here. Praise the Lord.
I know that's right, and I know that our listening audience is so glad to have you. We are so honored that you're part of this broadcast, the first Friday of every month, and we're honored that you're also one of the featured men of the Christian Authors on Tour virtual showcase that's happening on June 26th. Do you want to just talk a little bit about what you're going to share during your panel?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's also an honor for me, Lynn, to work under your leadership and under your vision. You have been and continue to do a fabulous job. I just have to get that out there. But coming up on the last Saturday of this month, there will be six men that will be featured. And I am going to be speaking on the timely topic of leadership, something that I'm very passionate about, something I very much enjoy teaching and training and also living. I believe leadership starts at home. And as the father of three sons who were all back-to-back-to-back, when my oldest son was two, his little brother was one, and his little brother was a newborn. And it's been that way ever since. So I'll be sharing on the topic of servant leadership with everybody, and I'm looking forward to what we know is going to be a wonderful showcase, and I'm glad to be a part of the panel.
Yes, yes, yes. And so listen, listening audience, you definitely want to register. It's a free event, but you have to go to our website, www.christianofficeontour.com. You can click the link there to get you to the Eventbrite invitation where you can learn more about some of the other men who are participating. We're also excited that the moderator for this event is the founder of the Harlem Book Fair, Max Rodriguez. And so we're really excited. In July of this year, Christian Authors on Tour will be back at the Harlem Book Fair. It's still virtual, and that's the third weekend in July. And again, you'll be able to get more information about that on our website as well at www.christianauthorsontour.com. And then, Pastor Kevin, the last thing that I want to talk about is our brother, Leroy McKenzie Jr. He has been a phenomenal co-host with me on the CAOT TV show, where we've been having a great time interviewing authors on YouTube and Facebook Live. And so I just want to give a shout-out to our brother Leroy. He's been doing a great job, Pastor Kevin.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. Very dedicated, very loyal, very committed man of God in every area of his life. And always exudes joy, always smiling.
Yes.
His smile is infectious, and he loves life, and you can tell.
Yes, yes, and I'm so excited that he, too, is one of the men who will be featured on June 26th for the Men of Christian Authors on Tour. And so, listen, that's enough about us. I'm excited, Pastor Kevin, because we have this phenomenal woman. Her name is Susan Neal. Now, do you want me to do the introductions, or do you want to do the introduction?
Well, if you don't mind, I can go ahead and introduce Sister Neal as a registered nurse. She also has her Master of Business Administration, and she's an author and speaker and certified health and wellness coach. That's very, very important. And you can tell by the initials that I read after her name that she focuses on nursing and health services, and that led her to helping people with their awareness and also educating them to overcome health challenges. And so that led her to the title of her book, Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, and also the Healthy Living Bullet Journal. So that's her passion. That's her background. Her mission is to improve the health of the body of Christ. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce to everybody Susan Neal, registered nurse, MBA. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here.
Wonderful. Outstanding. And what we typically do is start out with the proverbial first question, and that is, what led you to having this passion for health and wellness?
I lost my health, and so it was a decade ago. I had an abscessed tooth that poisoned my body. I had 10 medical diagnoses, 2 surgeries. I was a train wreck, and over the course of 2 years and lots of doctors and 2 surgeries, I finally recovered my health. And it's like Romans 8:28, right? That the things that happen to us, you know, the Lord turns them into our passions and abilities to be able to help other people. So I started writing these health books in easy, understandable language to help others improve their health.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes. And Susan, how many books have you written? You have quite a few, don't you?
Yes, I do. Let's see. Well, my biggest, I have 7, and my 8th one's coming out next month. So my biggest bestseller is the 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And what it does is really educates the reader about how bad sugar can be for us and how hidden forms of carbohydrates and junk food. But more than that, it gets to the like root cause of why you may be eating in a manner that you don't want to. You know, do you have a food addiction? Are you stress eating? You know, we've had the pandemic. Do you have a candida overgrowth, which is an overgrowth of yeast in your gut? And that's what I had. And with that, the candida loves sugar, carbs, and alcoholic beverages. And so if you're craving one of those three items, I recommend you take my Candida quiz. If you go to Candy Quiz, CANDI quiz.com, and it gives you a quiz, and it helps you determine, okay, have I got an overgrowth of this stuff in my gastrointestinal tract, and that's what's taking over my palate to where I can't stop eating and binging even though I want to? Or could it be an emotional connection with food? And that's why I wrote the next book in the series called Christian Study Guide for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. Because, you know, we don't get out of this life without trauma and wounds. You know, Jesus told us here on earth you're going to have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world. But through this book, the Christian Study Guide for my 7 Steps book, it gets into the emotional traumas you may have suffered and how that relates to your eating habits. And I believe in getting to the root cause of inappropriate eating and resolving the root cause, because when you do, then you get your normal palate back, and you can be proud about the manner that you're eating.
Wow.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Right?
Now, what type of feedback have you been getting from your readers and from your customers?
Well, I have one gentleman who reached out to me via email and told me he had diabetes type 2 for 7 years. And through reading my book, it was in applying the techniques, really it's eating God's foods, not the food manufacturers, it reversed his diabetes after being a diabetic for 7 years. So people lose 15 pounds in 3 weeks. It's just phenomenal. It's like I try and make it really simple. It's like, look at your plate. Did God create the food you're about to eat? If it's a cracker, no, he didn't create that. If it's a banana, yes. So evaluate everything. Did it come out of the garden, out of the fruit orchard, or off the ranch? Or did it come in a box in a bag and it was shredded up, reshaped, and put into this form that you don't even recognize it from its original form out of the garden? So avoid all processed foods.
That's great advice, but it's tough to do.
Indeed. Not only is it tough for the parents, but can you imagine how tough it is for the little ones? So what do you offer parents who are trying to walk this journey themselves as parents, but also want to train their children up in this process as well, in a new eating habit process?
Well, I'm so excited because July of 2021, I am coming out with a new book, my 8th book called, it's a children's picture book. It's called Eat God's Foods. And it's an act, it's like a 53-page activity book, and it talks about, you know, how God created the garden, and then it goes into the vegetables. And did you know that God made over 100 different vegetables? And then it has an activity regarding the vegetables, and then it has a little recipe for the child to make with their parent, and then it talks about fruits and nuts and seeds and meat and grains. And so it's a fun book that'll keep your kid busy, but learning at the same time for the summer months coming up.
That's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say would be one of the more memorable success stories that you received or that you heard from one of your customers?
You know, my sister, she reversed her pre-diabetic state. She lost 20 pounds. Her joints quit aching. She felt better. Her energy improved. I hear these stories, you know, all the time, but I think the one about the diabetes type 2 being reversed after having it for 7 years, it just goes to show that God created our bodies to heal. He did, just like a cut heals. But we have to feed our bodies the food that God gave us to eat, not what the food manufacturer gave us to eat, because the food manufacturer adds salt, sugar, MSG, you know, all sorts of things to get us hooked and addicted to it. That's why with the potato chip commercial, it says you can't eat just one.
That's why Lynn and I are laughing.
Yes. And so, you know, it seems like a natural progression because you have someone like me, and I shared I had some health struggles, and I'm testing out new ways of cooking and new foods to eat that are more healthy and trying to be more intentional just in terms of what I eat, when I eat, and how I eat. But sometimes I'm at a loss, you know. So what can you offer? Do you have any books that you could suggest to someone who might be listening, who might be in my situation, who just needs help in, okay, we have some vegetables. How do I even cook this vegetable, you know? Do you have anything that could support a person like me?
Yes. So I have 4 cookbooks that are ebooks that are on my website, and therefore you can get a bundle, all 4 of them, for a very inexpensive price. And so if you go to Susan U, the letter U, Neal, NEAL.com, and then just go to my shop on that page, and then you can look at my cookbooks that I have there. So I have for breakfast, salads, entrees, snacks, soups. So I have all of that. And also in the back of my 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates book, I include 50 recipes. And for you, Lynn, I wanted to tell you about one of my books called that's really good for people who have autoimmune diseases.
Okay.
And it's called Solving the Gluten Puzzle, Discovering Gluten Sensitivity and Embracing the Gluten-Free Lifestyle. So in the 1950s, the wheat in the United States was hybridized. So it went from 4 feet tall, amber waves of grain that human beings have been eating for centuries, to 1.5 feet tall, drought resistant, and it is super abundant. Unfortunately, the gluten molecule within the wheat became so large with this change to it that most human beings cannot properly digest it. And many times a gluten sensitivity is linked with an autoimmune disease. So if any of your listeners have an autoimmune disease, I would highly recommend eliminating wheat and gluten from your diet.
Wow.
And in solving the gluten puzzle, that book, it teaches you how to do that. So how to embrace the gluten-free lifestyle.
Wow, this is good info. Thank you so much. This is life-saving and life-changing, right, Pastor Kevin?
Yeah, I totally agree, especially in light of the fact that our society tells us to eat wheat. but we're hearing from the expert that we shouldn't.
Yeah, now if you want to get like the non-hybridized wheat that, you know, they did not make this alteration from the 1950s, you know, you'd have to have it shipped to you from, you know, elsewhere. You can get the non-hybridized wheat, and that's perfectly fine. But it's, you know, after they made this change, I mean, 50 years ago, did we hear of gluten sensitivity? And today, do you know of anybody? I mean, we all know lots of people who are gluten sensitive and have issues with gluten, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I want to make sure that our listening audience, Susan, I want to make sure that our listening audience can get in contact with you because the time is escaping us. So please, please, please tell us how to contact you, where we can purchase your books. Give us all of that good info.
You can go to Susan U, that's the letter U, Neal, NEAL.com, and you can find all the information there. Yes, you sure can.
So, Susan, I'm just kind of curious, and you started to touch on it a little bit, but why are we so addicted to sugar?
Because dopamine, when we eat sugar, okay, when we consume an opiate drug, dopamine releases from a receptor up in the brain. When we eat sugar, dopamine is released from the same opiate receptor in the brain. Therefore, it can become a physical addiction, just like people can get addicted to opiate drugs.
Very interesting. So it's all in the brain.
Mm-hmm. What I say is that you have to understand that you can get dopamine from other things like hugging your kids, kissing your spouse, taking a walk, petting your animal, exercising, swimming. We praise worship music. That's why when we all get into the spirit zone during worship and raising our arms, and that releases the dopamine from our brain. You know, listening to praise music. So when you're craving that sugar or that refined carbohydrate or that alcoholic beverage, then go ahead and choose to get your dopamine in a different way.
That's good. Yes.
That is. That way I can leave those Chip Ahoy cookies alone.
They're so good.
This is good.
Wow.
This is powerful. Good information. Absolutely.
Yes, you know, because we always have books that are telling us about how to, you know, get closer to have a closer walk with God and how to strengthen our walk as Christians. But we don't always get these types of books and have the opportunity to talk to authors like you, Susan, who are saying, yes, we need to do that, but we also have to guard and protect the gift that God has given us in terms of our body. And so I am so thankful that you are on the journey that you're on with these books, because it is definitely a life-changing experience to be able to go through that process. And even with the testimony that you shared with your sister and with some of the other readers, I mean, this is so powerful, and it's so needed right now, especially in the wake of us, our country, our world, coming out of this coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, right?
Yes, and there was a study done, and it was found that most people gain 2 pounds a month. Well, after 12 months, that's 24 pounds, you know, that most of us gained the past year. And, you know, that's unhealthy. And when you eat God's foods, then you stay away from those processed foods and you lower your sugar. I always say, do not eat more than 10 grams of sugar at one sitting. And don't eat, if you do that and drink lots of water, drink your water, don't drink any soft drinks. You know, those things, the weight just falls off of you. It's just natural because, your body begins to heal, because that's the way God made our bodies, is to heal. And you know what? When we are healthy, we can do so much more for the kingdom of God and serve him to the best of our ability. But when we're sick, it's hard. It's hard.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great instruction and great guidance. And Lynn, you're spot on. We can find plenty of literature about how to follow Jesus, how to be godly people, but we just don't find a lot of literature out here. I know it's there, but we just don't find a lot of it that teaches us how to take care of ourselves and how to eat right. I tell people all the time that, you know, the standard American diet, think about the acronym. The acronym for the standard American diet is SAD, sad.
Sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's real. I mean, what we put in our mouths and what we drink and what we use that fork and knife for are difference makers. And when Susan comes along and educates us, we need to take out the pen and pad and take notes, because you're right, we're much more effective healthy than unhealthy. So this has been a great, great interview.
Yeah, and in my book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, what I do is I incorporate, tactics from the Lord to help us to fight our temptations. You know, we need prayer. We need a prayer partner. We need to recite the sword of the Spirit, you know, Bible verse on your refrigerator and on your pantry. Like mine was always, don't drink too much wine, for many evils lie along that path. Be filled instead with the Holy Spirit and controlled by him. So when we use God's spiritual powers, we tap into his power, then it's easier to gain control over our palates, over our taste buds.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much, Susan. This has just been, as Pastor Kevin said, this has been such an informative interview. And I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity to interview you today.
Thank you so much. You know, one other thing I wanted to say, glutenintolerancequiz.com. That's another quiz I've given people. Glutenintolerancequiz.com. I forgot to tell you that one.
Well, thank
about
you,
my
Susan.
Gluten book.
Susan, put us to work.
I'm ready, Pastor Kevin. I told Susan I am ready. So I'm looking forward to getting a few of your books because I'm ready. I'm ready. And I hope our listening audience, I hope you're ready too. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Susan. Pastor Kevin, I know you're on vacation. Thank you, sir, for co-hosting today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm in that season of my life, so every day is a vacation.
Amen. What a blessing. And thank you, listening audience, for tuning in to the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show. Until next time, God bless everybody.